In the hellish theater of the 1992 to 1996 siege of Sarajevo, where Bosnian Serb forces encircled the city, the longest urban siege in the history of modern warfare, a grotesque sideshow allegedly unfolded. Reportedly, wealthy foreigners, Italians, Americans, Russians, Canadians, allegedly shelled out 70,000 to 88,000 euros per jaunt, flying from Trieste to Belgrade, then helicoptered to sniper nests in the hills above Sarajevo. Guided by Serbian state security operatives like the convicted war criminal Jovica Stanisic, they took aim at unarmed women, men, and children, scurrying along Sniper Alley with premium fees tacked on for the trophy of a child's kill.
Among the evidence is testimony from a former Bosnian military intelligence officer who documented earlier reports of so-called war safaris that came from a Serbian prisoner of war.
Of course, there are documents about this. I remember at least three of them. One is the record of his interrogation, another is the record of the follow-up interrogation, and the third is an analysis I prepared, which explained the phenomenon of the war safari, a term mentioned for the first time on the Sarajevo battlefield.
Bosnian authorities say they launched an investigation 3 years ago, but it appears to have stalled.
Eyewitness accounts from the era resurfaced in Italian prosecutor Alessandro Gobbi's ongoing Milan investigation, peeling back layers of complicity that reek of untouched privilege. Former U.S. Marine John Jordan, testifying at The Hague in 2007, described the deliberate targeting of the vulnerable. Quote, "If a family was walking, it would be the youngest," end quote. Bosnian intelligence officer Eden Subasic, capturing a Serbian soldier in 1993, uncovered the operation's logistics, weekend rotations, spotters calling shots, victims priced like quarry at auction. Italian military intelligence confirmed the trips in 1994 after Subasic's tip-off, halting them within months, yet no prosecutions followed until now, with journalist Ezio Gavazzini's 17-page dossier naming five Italian suspects and demanding accountability for this peak of depravity.
What we can say is that there were certainly civilians who shot at the people, at the population of Sarajevo, paying for this kind of activity.
U.S. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna has also launched a parallel probe into American involvement, vowing to drag any implicated elites into the light. The Sarajevo abomination didn't slither from the ether. It's a venomous thread where the powerful have long stalked the powerless for sport, their wealth a license to dehumanize. Throughout the 20th century, persistent rumors alleged that European royalty and high aristocracy participated in clandestine human hunts on private estates, treating poachers, trespassers, or abducted locals as live quarry in macabre rituals echoing medieval traditions. Similar claims surfaced in 1950s Bavaria, where a minor Habsburg prince was said to have hosted weekend Jagdspiel on sealed forest tracks, with East German refugees allegedly released at dawn for pursuit by rifle-armed guests. Only disappearances and no prosecutions or verified bodies ever materialized, yet the pattern, remote land, absolute privacy, and elite impunity, mirrors the Sarajevo safaris, suggesting a continuum of aristocratic blood sport shielded by wealth and silence. The elite's boredom births monsters, and the vulnerable have become mere moving targets in an unending safari of the damned. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're into the fourth hour on this Tuesday, November 18, 2025 transmission. Coming up in about 53 minutes from now, I'm going to be live on Newsmax with the great Eric Bolling, known him for many, many years. Great former Fox News host, top host over there at Newsmax, other shows he does, best-selling, two-time New York Times best-selling author and host of the new YouTube show called The Edge, going 15 times faster than all new YouTube shows. I wanted to get him on, though, because he invited me on his show. I said, I'll go on yours. You got to go on mine. To talk about 10 months in Trump, where we are, the Epstein thing. Trump's not connected to anything. It's all the Democrats. Now they're releasing this latest thing. Like Trump said today, he goes, it's not going to end now. They just keep demanding more stuff. It's just crazy what the Democratic Party does. Now they have the lowest approval rating ever, the lowest fundraising ever. This is ours to lose. And this MAGA civil war that's happening, which I get the different groups fighting with each other and things, but at the end of the day, the left is promoting this. This should not be our main focus because Trump is night and day compared to the Democrats. So, Eric, we've got so many topics and things to cover with you here today, but front and center, what is the state of the American Republic and what is the state of the Trump administration right now from your view? As we know, you're dialed in at the White House and Mar-a-Lago, and you're talking to the whole world. You're talking to everybody. Are we still winning as much as we were when Trump got in 10 months ago, or are we starting to stall out?
Alex, let me just start with, I busted out of that Newsmax hellhole about a year and a half ago. It was a censorship machine. I left there.
Well, I totally apologize. They gave me a bio and said Newsmax.
So I go to Ruddy. I said, listen, Mr. Ruddy, I'll continue the show. He offered me another three-year contract. I said, only if I can deliver the show I want, not the one that you keep censoring. He said, I'm going to have to censor you going forward.
Well,
let's
start over because I messed up because I love it when I'm wrong because I was giving your bio Newsmax. I apologize. You do so many shows. I watch your shows everywhere.
I can tell you about
start over with Ruddy and Newsmax censorship. That's important.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm at RAV now. I'm Real America's Voice now, where I can actually deliver a show that I want to deliver. It goes out to cable, goes out to digital, goes everywhere. It's a much, much better place to be. You can speak my mind here versus a lot of censorship going on at that other place. Anyway, the state of the country, I think we're in a great position. I think we're in a wonderful position. There are things let's be frank. I'll be very transparent. I was the original MAGA. I'm an OG MAGA. Steve Bannon will tell you. They brought me in 2016 to become their commerce secretary. I was brought to Trump Tower. Bannon brought me up, put me in a conference room, said, we want you for commerce secretary. And I said, Steve, I love you. And Reince Priebus came in. He's like, we're going to give Trump your name for commerce. And I said, guys, I'm in the center seat on the five right now. I was doing this every day on the five. Doing very well. I loved it. And I said, I respectfully, I'm going to have to decline the offer, but thank you very much. And my point is, I've been MAGA, OG MAGA, since day one. I think Trump is doing a phenomenal job. I think he saved this country from a slide into socialism twice, not once, but twice. And this time he's doing it more aggressively than the first time. There are certain things I don't love about Trump, but here's the rub right now. MAGA is becoming bifurcated. It's becoming a split in MAGA because there's a certain core MAGA base that just wants to believe everything, every single thing Trump does is the right way to do every single thing. I just don't live that way. I love what he's doing. I think he saved the country. However, I don't like the idea of tariffs. I'm a libertarian through and through. I have since the day I understood what money was about. I don't like tariffs. I think they mess with the free market. I think you're seeing volatility in our markets because of it. Other than that, I would like him focusing on pricing, cost of goods here, and stop worrying about some of the stuff overseas. I will tell you, we are blessed to have Donald Trump in the Oval Office right now versus Kamala Harris, God forbid Joe Biden, or really God forbid Michelle Obama, which I think she's going to want to make a run for it in 28. But that,
no, I
that's
totally
where we
agree.
Stand,
yeah, we're not
things.
In a cult, but we know it's light years better if we defend Trump. So Eric Bolling with the top show on New America's Voice is here with us right now talking about this MAGA Civil War. I know when I'm on your show coming up a little bit later, you want to talk about this with MTG and the rest of it. I just think that when Trump disagrees with somebody that's been in his base, just move on because it's only destructive to, you know, because, you know, he's saying MTG's wrong to want to release these Epstein emails, but suddenly he's now for it. He just admitted he was right. Why create this firestorm?
Well, I think you realize he clearly didn't want it released. And no one knows really why he didn't want it released. I've been calling for it to be released, not because I'm against Trump or I have anything negative to Trump. I just think the victims deserve their day in the spotlight, so to speak. This, in fact, find out who the donors were that were part of the whole Epstein issue. So I'm in favor of it being released. I think when Trump realized that there were four Republicans that were going to jump and vote to have it released, he said, well, we should just release it. And he's taking kind of this tact that I'm okay with it going forward. I don't know what's in it, Alex. I know we'll know why it was so difficult to get this thing released. Remember, they ran on it. Trump ran on it. And also, Kash Patel and Pam Bondi, the minute they were appointed in Department of Justice, said we're going to release the full file. They had those little packets they gave away to some influencers. And then they walked it back at some point. I think that really kind of messed with people. I just wanted to – I've said this on my show, Alex – no matter what's in that file, Trump can't be reelected. He's term limited to becoming the 48th president of the United States or continuing his term at 47. He can't do it. We're not going to get a constitutional amendment. The Supreme Court's not going to allow him to do it. So why not just release it? Just release it. No one's going to prosecute an 82-year-old guy for things that happened 25 years ago, right? So just release this stuff. I don't think it's going to affect the midterms. I think this game that they're playing back and forth may have an effect on the midterms. Right now, you have MTG sniping at the president, and the president turning around, calling her Marjorie Traitor Green or Marjorie Taylor Brown, because when things die, they turn brown. And it's just not healthy for the Republicans, and certainly around 2026. I don't know what the game is. There's something, and Alex, you know, we've known Trump a long time. I've known Trump for 30 years. I was at... Before Celebrity Apprentice, I was at the Apprentice. I've known the guy. I've never seen him reluctant about something like this. Remember when he said I could shoot someone on Fifth? He was running for president. I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, and they'd still vote for me. He was right. And or John McCain is a loser. I don't like losers. He was right. I don't know what's in it. Who is being protected? I just have a hunch. There's high profile, very wealthy donors on both sides who are being protected. And I just want to see it. I want it out there. I don't think it's going to have an effect on someone.
I mean, we know that. Trump is not involved. All the victims, all of it, totally, you know, the emails they release are exculpatory for him. But we know now from my sources, Ratcliffe came to him. Now they're saying it. Speaker of the House, you know, today, oh, national security. That's why I want the Senate to try to block much of these names. No, exactly. It's a bunch of high-powered establishment bankers, university heads, politicians. And so Trump went along with this because he knows the FBI is not going to prosecute him. The DOJ is not anyways, but somehow then turned it into him. How does he get out of that? Because it's a big issue with voters.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of, Alex, is and I noticed like a couple of days ago, Trump called on Pam Bondi to investigate some Democrats, right? Some Democrats that they're rumored to be on this list. And the only thing I can think of is that if she does open up investigations into these folks, you could technically probably find a reason to redact some names specifically with those investigations, which may include the sensitivities that someone seems to be worried about. I don't think Trump inherently is worried about this. He doesn't worry about those types of things. He's being told, he's being directed to push back on this for a reason. I don't think it's a little cat and mouse game. He says he was playing because he just wanted them to go crazy and he was going to turn it over and it was going to be a big nothing burger. I think there's a lot that's going to be in this that is going to have people kind of rethinking who they support. I don't mean Trump. I mean other politicians. I mean other titans of business. I think there will be a lot of ripple effects to this going forward. So I don't know why Trump needs to feel he's protecting. So it's not adding up to me, but I'm sure once we see it, if the Senate does agree to release it, they should now because Trump said he's okay with it. And then we'll find out what
that's right. Well, the victims say it's not Trump. They've named who it is. And the victims have done paintings literally of George Soros. We're just showing and others. So, but if you pull back from this, they've had Johnson, they've had others come out and say it's national security. So I think we know the answer there that Trump's own intelligence community is saying don't bring this out.
Are you saying Israel? Are you saying, I mean, there's a growing belief that there are some Israeli officials on there that the United States is going to try and protect. Israel is becoming, for whatever reason, Israel is becoming the really bifurcated the issue that's ripping MAGA apart right now. Israel.
No, I agree. Absolutely. That's the civil war in and of itself. Yeah. So I have a clip we'll play in a moment where there you have Mike Benz, super smart, works for administration, expert of the State Department, explaining, no, the real documents from the State Department that Epstein was State Department that's above the CIA, which we know. So it's bigger than Mossad. It's State Department, the Democrats, Mossad, MI6, but absolutely, and he took over.
Yeah, but why would the Trump administration hold that back? Why would Kash Patel and Pam Bondi say, well, we're going to release this, and at the 11th hour say, well, we're not going to release it after all. If it is, as you point out, or as Mike says, and by the way, brilliant guy, I agree, that the State Department, it's got to be both sides. There has to be sensitivities on both sides. Remember, Biden, the Department of Justice has had that for 4 years, and they didn't nail Trump with it. If he was as bad as the left would like to think he is in this list, they would have been out before the 2024. They did everything. They do everything they could to make sure he wasn't president in 2024. That would have been an easy one to siphon some votes off, and they couldn't get themselves to do it. There's sensitivities, and I don't know. I think we all deserve to know, and certainly the victims deserve to know as well.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's speculation now. We have Speaker Johnson today saying we want the Senate to block with an amendment releasing a bunch of these names for national security. And then we have Trump saying there's a bunch of innocent people, it'll hurt national security because these aren't convicted people, but still. And then you've got Mike Benz saying, no, I've looked at it, I'm not allowed to tell you, but this is all State Department stuff, which we know. I mean, the State Department was financing this guy for decades. So that's what this is. And it goes back to the FBI's covering up Thomas Crooks and all his background, saying there was no footprint.
Right, let's play that. Let's play that a little bit. Let's play that, you and I. Let's game that out, right? So back when Clinton presidency, I guess, would be the State Department under Clinton, maybe that's where this allegedly.
And then Hillary ran it under Obama.
For what end, though? For what end? Okay, so you're using Epstein to get high-profile people in bed with young women and have leverage on them to get them to do what you want. Who and why, right? Okay, so if that's the case, then by all means, let's find out who, right?
No, I agree with you, but it's larger than that. It was an official State Department operation. The girls were like a side issue. They were like, the bar, they got a thing of peanuts there. I'm not putting down what happened to him. I'm saying it was the money laundering. Epstein had up to $2 billion a month going through his bank account, Eric. So I'm saying they were using him as a clearinghouse like Soros. That's why this is happening.
Well, great. Well, let's find out, right? So why would Trump hold back George Soros laundering billions or however many dollars laundering through Epstein?
I totally agree. I agree it should all come out. I'm explaining why. I said this before Trump got back in. This is what I was told. Roger Stone told me right when President Trump was elected election night, he goes, "You're never getting Epstein." Ratcliffe came to him. And Roger later admitted this. I didn't give the source. He said, I can talk about it later, but he kind of got mad. He was told, this ain't coming out. The CIA says you can't do it. And I agree. Trump should override them and release it.
He can release it. He doesn't even need a congressional. He doesn't need a bill or law. He can have it released. He can instruct Pam Bondi to just release the full entirety of whatever the Epstein file is or isn't. And let
no, you're
the
right.
Decide.
Only the president can do that.
You're right. He can. He doesn't need Congress. He doesn't need the Senate. If he wants it released, he could have had it released. My concern is that there are some shenanigans going on to hold back. If you redact one document, Alex, just one document, the whole thing's garbage. The whole thing is garbage, in my opinion. Either release the whole thing or just eat it and say, we're not going to release it.
Did you see him today with the leader of Saudi Arabia say, I want everything released, but I'm not in charge of it? Because, you know, the Democrats say release it, then both judges block the grand jury stuff that's really the real meat. And so Trump's thing is, I don't control this. Quit telling me to release it. He said, I ordered JFK files. I ordered MLK. He's like, I'm not the one that killed RFK. He literally said, you see that? He's like, so just quit bitching at me. You
know? But he can have it released. I mean, a judge can block it temporarily, but those will go away. I mean, this is constitutional right there. He's the commander in chief. He's got the executive power to instruct the Department of Justice, who works at the behest of the executive branch. He's the top of the executive branch. He can say, Pam, release the whole darn thing unredacted. This goes away unless there are ties.
Well, let's be clear, Eric Bowling. Let's be clear.
Whatever it is, the world will get over whatever's in that thing at some point. And is it he wanted to wait till after the midterms? I don't know. That would say Republicans are at risk. Maybe there are a bunch of Republican names on that list that he would lose the House at midterms. That's a possibility too. And he's not thinking of himself. He's thinking of retaining the House. And that may have been part of the game. But we'll never know. We'll speculate, but we'll never really know. My guess, it's their names on both sides of the so high profile, which only tells you we need to know these things. Because we don't want to hold these people in high esteem if they're pedophile creeps, right? We want to remove them, right? So eat it. I mean, it could be a cleansing moment.
All right, Eric Bowling with Real America's Voice. Be sure to check that out, Eric Bowling on X. And I want to be clear, I'm not defending this cover-up. I've been exposing it, predicting it. I'm just trying to put out the questions to Eric, but I totally agree with you about this fiasco. Let's go to two clips. Here is Mike Benz, who's dead on, because we don't need to just believe him, though he's seen the documents. He's been read into it. A lot of this is classified. He works for the president previously and, you know, currently doing some work. But this already came out that it was a State Department operation with the CIA and Mossad, and he was being bankrolled, and then with Bill Barr's dad that ran the girls' school and the CIA and all of it. So Trump needs to know they're going to frame him. He's got to release it all. But here's Mike Benz saying, no, the State Department thing is the smoking gun. That's the real files of who he really worked for. Go right to the top. And then we have Mike Johnson going, oh, national security, you know, we need to have a Senate bill that blocks this to, you know, cover this stuff up. That's Mike Johnson right there doing it. Then we have Trump at the Oval Office today and yesterday saying, no, release it all. Here it is.
When you look at, for example, the close relationship between Jeffrey Epstein, the Clinton family, and the Ehud Barak Israeli Labor Party, it is patently clear that if the Central Intelligence Agency and the State Department were to do a sweep of all of their files, communications, records, a simple name trace of Jeffrey Epstein's name, the voluminous scale of the documentation, I think, would be enormous. The State Department rented out a physical property to Jeffrey Epstein personally in the 1990s. You and I can't just get the State Department as our personal landlord after seizing a mansion from the government of Iran. To say nothing of Epstein's work doing Iran-Contra with both the U.S. and Israeli side of intelligence through the Adnan Khashoggi link or through what was being done in the 1990s between Bill Clinton and Ehud Barak when he was the prime minister there, to Jeffrey Epstein setting up the Clinton Global Initiative and she goes on to be Secretary of State. For some reason, they are not pursuing this lead and it is maddening to watch from the outside.
All right. Number five, national security concerns, okay? The discharge requires the Attorney General to release within 30 days, quote, classified information to the maximum extent possible. This ignores the principle that Declassification should always rest and always has rested with the agency that originated the intelligence. Why? So that they can protect their critical sources and methods. It is incredibly dangerous to demand that officials or employees of the DOJ declassify materials that originated in other agencies, in intelligence agencies.
So they're in full panic mode, Eric Bolling at Real America's Voice. How does Trump extricate himself to something that wasn't his disaster, but he is in many ways telling his supporters, if you question many times the last few months, any Epstein, it's all a hoax, you're not MAGA. He's clarified, no, Epstein's real, but I'm not involved. That is a hoax. What should President Trump do?
I don't know. I don't know why. And clearly, Mike Johnson's been instructed to create a little bit of a smoke screen. Maybe it's so that Pam Bondi can pull and redact some documents to protect some people. I just don't understand why. You know, you have to ask yourself, and Ben's is brilliant, but what was Epstein doing to... So the girls were used as honeypots to get influential men and people, I think women too, in bed with these girls so they would shut up if they ever wanted to talk. And while they knew that Epstein was running a money laundering operation, maybe seems very convoluted. You can launder money a lot easier than implicating a bunch of people who may or may not be on board as well. There's easier ways to launder $1 billion, $2 billion, especially if you're Mossad or the United States deep state actors. And then why would Pam Bondi and Cash Patel promise the full release of everything they have? Everything. They didn't say, we'll give you partials and here's some. They said, we're going to give you the whole thing. And then when they started digging into it, they decided, well, maybe we couldn't or we shouldn't release this, and they started walking it back. At that point, it's just cleanse MAGA right now. Cleanse MAGA. Take this away from the Democrats, because you know they're going to use this. They're going to use the bifurcation. They're going to use Marjorie Taylor Greene against Trump. They're going to use Trump against the folks that are pushing to have it released. In there, it's so unhealthy for the party, especially going into a very, very important...
No, I agree.
Year.
I told Trump a year ago, midterms,
He's lame duck, Alex. He's lame duck if he doesn't get the House in 12 months. He's lame duck. I mean, he didn't want that either. So let's figure it out. Let's get through this now, right? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're totally right. I need Trump to succeed. I know he's not involved. And you look at Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Bongino, and all the responses are the very like hole-in-ones, but reverse. The worst thing you do to act guilty when there's no evidence. So... obviously, behind the scenes, there's a lot of pressure going on here. And they need to understand, you should fear the people and the election more than the deep state. Just go to full war. I think it's what you're saying.
I'm saying, you got to throw out. You drank too much. I don't know if you drink. You drank too much in when you're a young guy. You drink too much. And you got to throw up. And you're miserable. You're just horrible. You're miserable. And you just don't want to throw up. And then you finally throw up. And you feel better, and you get beyond it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then you heal. You get better faster. Otherwise, he needs to get through this. Just release it. No matter how bad it is, unless somehow.
I don't know if it's censorship's happening or what, but Eric, we just lost your audio. Hold on, we got to go to perfectly. A break was already set. Not a conspiracy to shut him down. We always go to break at 28:50 for 28 years. So, did the same syndicated show for 28 years, but so we're not censoring Eric Bolling. I promise he'll come right back. We'll hear what he has to say. Netanyahu just made the call. He had a satellite. Shut that down. Ben Shapiro, hold on. Ben, shut it down? All right, I'll shut Eric Bolling down. We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants. The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago. My medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at theoxygenstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. In the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it, that I've checked back with, has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took Ultramethylene Blue.
I have shared the Methylene Blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product you guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again. And it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting Ultramethylene Blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the InfoWar, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk
along the avenue. All right, well, I love the fact that Eric Bolling's microphone cut out and we had to go to break at the same time because people were going to say, whoa, Jones or Netanyahu called, they shut that down. We do not want you to hear this information, but Eric's back. The top host over at Real America Voice. So, looking at this, you were saying right when your audio cut out that no matter how bad it is, Trump's got to release it all. Well, I've already studied this. First person to break it almost 20 years ago. There's nothing there. It's all Democrats, as Trump said. So I agree. He has to release everything now. What else does Trump need to do to ensure we win these midterms coming up, Eric Bolling?
I think the one, the other bit, by the way, the thought that just got kind of clipped towards the end, I'm not sure if it was our side, is that when you're sick and you're worried about throwing up, you finally get sick and you start to heal once you get sick.
No, that part got out. I've been drunk plenty in college and stuff, and you finally puke, you feel better.
You can start working on getting better. They need to get that through. I think right now, I just personally think Trump should drop all his foreign policy stuff, stop bombing boats in Venezuela, in the waters coming over from Venezuela. Just focus on getting prices down. We've got a real gift here. Oil prices are $60 a barrel. They averaged $92 a barrel under Joe Biden. It's 50% or 33% cheaper. Now, that means prices should be coming down. The White House, the administration, has to get into these companies and say, guys, your input costs are coming down. The cost for fuel is one of the major inputs on
that's
producing
right. The
anything
companies
in
are using inflation to cover the gouge.
To get a better profit. Correct. Alex, they're keeping their prices high, and it's costing them less to produce, and they're fattening their profit margins. Get the administration to say, we have anti-gouging laws in this country. Get your prices down. Your input costs are going down. Pass it along to the consumer, because if you go into the midterms with inflation where it is right now, you're going to have a hard time. I don't care what the number is. It's what Americans are feeling right now. If you bring these prices down for food, not just energy, but for food, you will go a long way to.
No, I totally agree. He's going after the beef monopoly. He also blasts big, fat, rich insurance companies that literally wrote Obamacare as a screw job. More of this, right, Eric?
100 million percent, not just beef though. Do it everywhere. Go into Kellogg's and say reduce your cereal prices. We got the price of energy down. It costs there's a lot of energy that goes into cultivating corn for your cereals. Wheat. Get all these prices down. Go to Pepsi Cola, go to Coke, go to Apple. Hey, Apple, I know you promised to do your thing here in the next couple of years. You may or may not actually do it. In the meantime, why don't you reduce the price of an iPhone thanks to Trump? Right?
Eric, you just hit something key here. I don't know if you saw this, but 6 months ago, a bunch of reports came out that were buried, only in Consumer Reports and in Industry Reports, that corporations were piggybacking on this and saying, we're going to hurt Trump by not lowering prices and fattening profits. And there were also examples like Hallmark, you know, based in the Midwest, sent out messages to all their customers and to their employees to tell people, sorry, Hallmark cards are double priced because of Trump. They have nothing to do with tariffs. All their products made here. So definitely they're working corporations to keep prices high to set Trump up and kill the recovery.
It's twofold. Yeah, to set Trump up, kill the recovery, threefold, kill the recovery. But also, they're using the high inflation under Bidenomics, the prices, they're called sticky on the way down. This is what I've been doing this my whole life from Wall Street. Prices move up real fast with costs. You know, you have input costs, whether it's fuel or insurance or labor, whatever the cost of an input to produce a good
raw material.
Prices go up fast. Raw materials and labor goes up fast. Rent, whatever it is, goes up fast. On the way down, when prices, it's called sticky. So they price input costs go down, but their pricing comes down at the retail level much slower. That fattens their profit. They use that as a shield to make bigger profit. Maybe they're not political. Maybe they're just greedy fat cats that want to make more money because their stock prices will go up when they report earnings next quarter. But they're using it.
But
if
the country tanks with $20 trillion investment coming in, then they screw themselves.
I'll throw something here, Alex. I'll do something for you on your show. Howard Lutnick is the worst. He's the worst person in the whole Trump administration, number one. Number two, the worst commerce secretary in the history of America, because he should be doing this thing. He can only think of how can I tax more by getting more tariffs. That's his only game. He's got no other game. What he should be doing is going to every single industry, every single sector, food, power, electricity, insurance, housing.
And they listen to the president. They'll do what he says.
Tell them, reduce your margins. They're too high. You're using, and it's hurting the Trump administration. So we have our eye on you. You want to play games with us? We'll play with you. But Howard Lutnick isn't smart enough to do it.
No, I know you're a smart economist. We should mention that, not just a former professional baseball player and a top Fox host. So I study economics, not like you, but you're absolutely right. Saudi Arabia, when Trump snaps, they do what he says. Oil companies do what he says. But we've got to go down to all the hundreds of other sectors.
Hundreds of sectors, companies, products, one by one. You got 2 million people working in the government. You probably have 30,000 people in the Commerce Department. Have them banging the CEOs of every one of these major corporations to lower your margins. They're too fat right now. You're going to do great for your constituents, but we're not happy with you. The American people, we risk losing. That's where you need prices to come down. I don't care what you say at election time, especially in midterms.
No, I agree. I said that. The American people care about their wallets. I said that last Friday. I said it is all about $35 cheeseburgers and 50-year mortgages. What, you know, what a horrible idea.
Yeah, I'm not. Again, he's being advised by the worst commerce secretary in the history of commerce, and maybe one of the worst economists. I mean, you need someone who understands business in the Commerce Department, running the Commerce Department. I think Scott Bessent is fine. Hassard is fine. They're fine. They're playing the game. But where the rubber hits the road with this one especially is commerce. You need these industries to start reducing their profit margins. They're too fat because we need to win the midterms, or you're going to get a Democrats. You're going to get a socialist in there, and then they'll really hate
Give us the message that Trump and his service should be giving to the Fortune 500, the Fortune 2000, really. It's a very simple call. It's all going to collapse. You're going to lose everything. You want a place to spend your money. Here's what you're going to do. And historically, these corporations actually listen to the president. I mean, he should even say, how about profit for stockholders, no profit for executives this year. Take one for the team. What does the president say? He's not to bring money in and have them build factories. That takes a few years. He has to go in now and say, cut prices.
Yeah, it's the whole idea of, you know, this tariff situation is going to bring manufacturing back. There are a lot of CEOs who I'm sure are telling Trump they're going to build a $1 trillion plant or half a trillion, $500 billion plant as soon as possible, which would happen after 2028 most likely. And they can pull the plug on all those ideas. They're just trying to curry favor with the president. I would say take your Commerce Department. I would get 500 employees speed dialing every one of the CEOs of the Fortune 2000, whatever it is, the biggest companies in the world who are producing goods and products for the United States consumer, and say, the president wants you to drop your margins. Not asking you to lose money. Just drop the margins to the level that he's created for you. In other words, lower energy, lower input costs, lower energy prices cost means it's cheaper to develop food and
yeah, we're not stupid. We've cut the main inputs. You're cheating. We've cut the main inputs. Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
And it's either you're doing it too much, and it could be some sort of illegal activity of gouging, or you're not doing it to a gouging level, but you're going to piss off the president. We're going to lose the midterms. And by the way, you lose the midterms, you might lose the presidency in 28. You might get a socialist in the office, because that's the way the Democrats are going, straight to socialism. And what happens then? Then socialism takes over. Your free market's cooked. Your consumer is cooked. There will be no more profit margins for you, and the economy will probably tank. So wake the hell up. You're being foolish to pull a profit in the next quarter or two, and you might sacrifice the rest 20 years to do so.
This is the smartest thing I've heard much. You're absolutely right. And I know the corporations I talked about, they're not getting any messages, and they're using this as an excuse to make big profits, where they're going to kill the golden goose if they don't do it. This has to happen like right now.
Clip the segment. Send it into the admin. They'll get it to Lutnick. Maybe he'll wake the hell up.
Well, what is Trump's deal? I mean, Lutnick's a likable guy, but you're right. Why is he like the golden boy?
New York billionaire. Trump's known him a long time. I've known him for 30 years as well. He's not a good guy. He's a greedy, cocky, self-centered. Couldn't give a crap about anyone else besides Howard Lutnick. And if you need to figure that out, if you don't believe me, just go back to what happened after 9/11 when his company, Cantor Fitzgerald, was at the top of the World Trade Center, came down. He wasn't there, but refused to come up with the health benefits for the folks of the 200 or 300 employees that died in working for him in the World Trade Center until he was forced to.
Did that include his brother?
His brother, I believe, passed away in that accident as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure, did he deny his brother's benefit as well?
Probably not. I mean, I'm sure he didn't deny his own benefits, but the families of the people who lost in the World Trade Center that were working for Cantor Fitzgerald had to sue, and they won to get Howard Lutnick's company to pay for their funeral costs and health benefits, which is insane. If you remember back that, I mean, I I had friends that worked at Canada. I had friends that worked in the World Trade Center. We were doing everything we could for those poor folks that lost loved ones in that moment. But anyway,
I'd forgotten. So I saw that. I know you were there. Yeah. Lutnick tried to divide basic insurance for the dead people at his company.
Yeah. No, he was until he was forced to. You know, and then, you know, and people forget. People have short memories. It's fine. Maybe he changed. Maybe he's a great guy now. I don't know. I will tell you, I think he's a terrible Commerce Secretary. I will just tell you, he's never been good at anything except, you know, what's in it for himself. And this is him. This, you know, tariffs became his baby. Trump likes him, and he's riding this wave. But do something, because tariffs are, they may not even get to keep the tariffs. Who knows? But
I was
do
about
something
to ask,
else. Help fix the
economy. What do you think the Supreme Court's going to do on tariffs?
You know, if the Supreme Court ends up calling them a tax, which a lot of people call them taxes, then they won't be able to keep it, because only Congress can levy taxes. They have the power of the purse. If they call it some sort of, you know, executive authority to enhance trade in America, it depends on how the Supreme Court reads it. Personally, I just wish it would go away, because you mess with the best market, the free market in America, it created the most wealthy nation in the history of the world by 10 or 20 fold. And why are we messing with that? Just let it happen. Yeah. Does it cost more to send a good over there to China than here? Yes. But in China, they can pay worker $500 a month and they sleep in barracks. I mean, we don't have that luxury to do that. We don't have that. We have rules against that. So yeah, it's going to cost more in different directions, but the free market always figures out a way. If there's a cheaper way to do it, free market will have competition come in and do it in a cheaper way. The bottom line is, conservatives hate taxes, right? Tariffs are taxes. Let's just call it what it is. But they want to call it a tariff so it doesn't sound like a tax, but it's a tax. Taxing goods coming into the country. I'm against all taxes.
Well, you're definitely a smart guy. I'm about to be on your show on Real America's Voice, Eric Bolling on X. What are you asking me?
Same thing. Let's do this. Let's do it over again. Let's do it in reverse, and I'll get the Alex Jones, the live Alex Jones opinion on all these things. But you can't use any curse words on Real America's Voice, because we're still cable. We're digital cable and satellite, but we have a couple of
rules. Well, don't worry. So I don't curse
a lot. I hope I didn't curse. All right. It's always, Alex, it's really good to be with you. We've been hanging out for, 20 years or so. I remember seeing Alex in the Trump Hotel a bunch of times and coming on shows together. Really good working with you, my friend.
And listen, you're coming to Trump with from a place of love. You know, MTG, I think she overall means well. I think you overresponded. But I think she's looking for an exit out. I think she's scared the Democrats. They get back together and try to put her in prison. My gut level, she hasn't told me this, I think MTG is trying to get out.
You know, I think MTG, and I can kind of feel for where she is, and she was really, really super pro-Trump. When he was looking for folks, and, you know, there were times where there were some dark days after 2020. She was always there. She was always there. And so maybe she feels a little abandoned, but I think both of them are taking it a little too far, to be honest with you, Alex.
Yeah, no, I don't think she's a traitor.
Mm-mm. She's not a traitor. She's not a traitor. And you can disagree with Trump and not. I disagree with Trump on tariffs. I'm not a traitor. I love him. I'm thrilled he's the president. I'm thanking God he's the president. You can disagree with policy and still believe, you know, in the mission, America First, MAGA. You can still believe in that. And I do. So I think her issue with Epstein, it got a little blown out of proportion, especially if this thing gets released. I mean, he's going to turn around and say, well, we're going to release it anyway. So why are you fighting then, guys? Can you please kiss him?
Well, yeah, she's calling her a traitor for saying release this latest crap, because he said today there's never an end to the Epstein files. There's all these suits and criminal cases and emails. And so he's like, release it all. I don't give a crap. But then he's calling her a traitor for saying release it, and now he's endorsing releasing it. Why not just, you know, look, it hurt when they ran Elon out, because he was making such giant cuts. The Republican establishment did it. I told listeners, I said, this is going to hurt Trump. We're like, oh no, you need to just stick with Trump and be in a cult. I'm like, no, it was dumb. Now he's trying to bring Elon back, and Elon doesn't even want to come back. And it was just like, stop running off the champions. They're going to tell you the truth.
So I'm saying, is she going to join? Is Elon going to go through that the America Party? The America Party.
No, he's dropped that. He's back with Trump. I mean, you know that. But no, I mean, yeah,
is she going there? Where she? I don't know what her end game is, right? So I hear Laura Loomer wants to primary her in Georgia. Laura's a pro-Trump, but she's had issues with Trump too. It's just not healthy for the.
No, I was about to say, I'm going to be completely honest, and it's a stereotype, but it's true. And it's Laura Loomer, and I know Laura forever, known her 15 years, whatever, but 10 or 12, whatever it is. She's the reason this happened. She goes to Trump. She got the fight going. She has a hard on for MTG, and she's just the ultimate drama queen. And she is just—it's just completely mindless.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she's drama queen. One of her big issues is Israel. Israel seems to be for whatever reason, both sides are using Israel to further their cause. So there's, on one side there's Tucker and Fuentes and Candace Owens. On the other side, Shapiro, Bill O. So Laura took issue with MTG because she felt MTG and Tucker were being too tough on Israel at some point, and they just blew up. The two of them just blew up over Israel. And now anything that they can find, that divides the two of them, they're taking shots.
No, I agree. The main issue, other than Epstein, and people should be more concerned about cost of living and World War III. I agree with you. And Trump keeps saying that's what he's focused on. He is. But you have Shapiro like, how dare Steve Bannon, if I get the clip ready, how dare Steve Bannon say Nick Fuentes defeated Dinesh D'Souza in his Middle East debate? Doesn't mean we agree with what Nick Fuentes says. Everybody agreed he won that debate. Oh, now Ben Shapiro is like biting off more than he can chew. Now he's moved on from Tucker and MTG. And now he's moved on to Steve Bannon, who's pro-Israel. That's what I'm saying is there's this neocon old guard Republican attempt to try to take over the Republican Party, which only turns people against Israel. I'm not anti-Israel. Israel should not be a central issue here. I mean, do you get my take on that?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And it was, it's almost becoming a little, I wanted to say, it's not becoming okay to be anti-Semitic, but it's now becoming okay to be anti-Israel. You may not like what they're doing in Gaza and Hamas, but now, if you're not okay with it, now they're all of a sudden becoming, the new Hitler. Everything gets blown up.
Let's just say it. It is now very safe to be Hitler. It's worse than just it's okay to be at Israel. It is now the obsession, which, I mean, I'd literally talk about China manipulating Venezuela, and half my people go, you're covering up for Israel. Like, no, China's a major power, guys. Like, the only thing in the universe is not Israel is my point.
Yeah, it's bizarre how Israel has such a huge impact on people's emotions here, especially it's dividing the right. For a long time, it was the right supported Israel. The left could give a crap about Israel. We realized on the right that Israel's a huge ally in the Middle East. They keep their eye on Iran, Saudi Arabia, some of the other radical Muslim countries in the Middle East. We wanted them to be strong and pro-American. Now it's like half the right doesn't agree with that. It's going to be a tough one.
And then Israel lobby comes in and tries to bully people, making themselves the villain. That's my point is, we can criticize Israel or whatever all day long. Exactly. It should not be the main central issue. Here's Ben Shapiro. Now you get ready for your own show. Ben Shapiro is now crashing out on Steve Bannon. And I remember the full interview. I saw this because he asked to air our debate. He just said, I don't agree with Nick Fuentes and a bunch of stuff, but he, in the Middle East, boy, he schooled D'Souza. They cut it there and make it look like it's, again, now Ben Shapiro wants to take on Steve Bannon. Like, dude, stop. Here it is.
Here was Steve Bannon over the weekend, for example, praising Nick Fuentes. Again, the reason this is happening, we should point out, is because there is an attempt to glaze pretty much everybody who is on the anti-Israel, and yes, Fuentes is just an anti-Semite. Anti-Semitic side in order to shift policy priorities away from what President Trump is attempting to do.
Alex Jones had a debate with Nick Fuentes and Dinesh D'Souza. And you see right there the laziness, the lack of argument, their attitude that they just own this. Fuentes takes this guy apart brick by brick. It's a full takedown. It's a full takedown. Because the kid shows up, he's prepped, he's ready. Not only is he on point and he's always on attack, he happens to have something called facts. And he just overwhelms Dinesh. Dinesh goes back and it shows you this old guard who has nothing.
And that was out of context. So in closing, Eric Boling, this is not a good place to be.
No, and it's kind of our fault. The talking heads on the right now, taking shots at each other. Instead of, you know, agree to disagree on Israel and Epstein, it's like, if you are not my side, you either hate Trump and you hate everything he's about, or Trump's a radical, or the other side saying Trump should be perfectly able and capable of doing anything he wants in the world. There's no middle ground, and there's no, you know, I don't disagree with where, I disagree with where he is on these certain topics, but I still believe in him. Now it's either you got to hate him or love him. It's not true.
It's worship Trump and question nothing, even though most of his administration, or he's totally bad. It's retarded. Thank God he's in. Imagine 30 seconds. How do we get ready for the show? What would we under if Kamala was in power right now?
We'd have Kamala in power. We'd have socialism raging, ramping up throughout the country. We're fortunate we had 4 years of Trump, and hopefully 4 years of whoever takes over for Trump. I don't know. I'm not even positive it's J.D. Vance yet. There's others that could be smart, but we need to win. Alex, the only thing that matters right now, 1 year from now, midterms, only thing.
I agree. All right. How do people find your show coming up in just mere minutes?
America's Voice. Find Alex Jones, a real America's Voice. You can find it everywhere, digital, on some cable networks, on some satellite networks, but it's real America's Voice.
I know. You're on in Alex like 4 minutes. We'll talk to you soon. Eric Boling, thank you.
All right, buddy. Talk to you. Bye.
A real discussion. His frustration is mine. It's like, you're either total Trump or you're hate Trump, or you talk about Israel all day, and it's just like, I'll talk about Israel when I need to, but holy Toledo, folks. There's a lot more going on than there's that. And look, I'll take Israel to the woodshed all day long. Anybody else, our own government, you name it. It's just, whenever I talk about China, that is the big thing we're dealing with, they're cutting off all our rare earth minerals. None of the computers, cars, none of it works without it. I mean, we got big stuff going down here. So we're going to spend our time some on China. That's because I work for Israel. Good to see you now. All right, seriously. Going to break, ending the transmission for me. Harrison Smith takes over. The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Find the feeds on Rumble, Relic Shows on X, Harrison Smith, all that. Really powerful broadcast. Harrison's always been great, but he just gets better and better. And support our broadcast, because I'm not funded by Netanyahu or Qatar or the Chi-Coms or the globalist. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com, the widest selection of the very best supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue. But here is the new big sale. Until next Monday at midnight, on top of all the other discounts that are there, $10 off at checkout automatically. Even just buy a ball cap or t-shirt, $10 off. That makes a bunch of the stuff basically lost leaders. An insane deal right now. But I know when you try the Methylene Blue or the Irish Sea Moss or any of the other supplements, you're going to love them so much. We have an over 80% reorder on the Methylene Blue, 77% of the other supplements. Nobody has that. So I'm like a drug dealer trying to get you to try the crack just once, except this is good crack. It's good for you. Yeah, you know, drug dealers hand out free drugs. Well, this is, we're selling to you right at the price point here, folks, because it's so good. Get it all now, thealexjonesstore.com.
I know y'all are tired of me talking about this, but let's talk about Methylene Blue.
Methylene Blue?
Methylene Blue.
Methylene Blue.
I have shared the Methylene Blue with my crew.
Buy it before it's banned, because I just found another use for it after the bloody wart it removed my face. I fell down the other day and scraped up my leg, and I added some of the liquid stuff here, the Methylene Blue, stopped the bleeding, alleviated the pain, and then I put a Band-Aid over it, and now it's healed up on, you know, faster. So they don't buy it before it's banned, y'all.
That's crazy. I love how everybody in the Infowars audience just buys Methylene Blue and just starts doing science experiments.
Well, it's known that it has topical applications to it, right? And you talk about the wart, other people have talked about, you know, like maybe stomach issues here and there, other things. It has antimicrobial properties, but only really to gram-negative bacteria. So only really the bad things involved.
So there you go.
One more thing, y'all. I haven't slept 8 hours without urinating since I was like 20. This stuff is
You know, I can go. I don't have to go every 5 minutes. I'm like a 20-year-old as far as my prostate goes.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, Bart.
I'm really proud of the Alex Jones store. You know, when Bigly came in at first, I didn't really know what to think of it, but I saw the products they came out with, and they're willing to work with me, and I really got to have fun with them, and I got to bring some cool things to market, like Methyl Drive and Power Plant specifically, I'm very proud of. You know, it's been a blast to get to work with Bigly. They work with some of the best supplement manufacturers in the country, and what I've been able to do with them is really been able to come out with a lot of these new blends that really are effective for people and have efficacious doses without the blend, without the fillers, without kind of, you know, lower quality mixtures used to getting at certain places. It's been really incredible to work with Bigly.
Again, thank you so much. Check out thealexjonesstore.com today, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.